Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. The Supreme Court on Tuesday denied a request from Pennsylvania Republicans to block certification of Commonwealth's election results, but the Supreme Court did move on a motion by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. His complaint on Tuesday says four swing states exploited the COVID-19 pandemic to justify ignoring federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have until Thursday to respond to the bill of complaint. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Axios reported on Monday that a Chinese spy named Fang Fang, or Christine Fang, targeted up-and-coming local politicians, including Democrat congressman from California, Eric Swalwell. It suspected Fang was gathering intel for China as she courted and slept with up-and-coming politicians. Swalwell refused to discuss his relationship with Fang after the publication reported that she had sexual relations with at least two other politicians. In his defense, Mr. Swalwell blamed President Trump. The Trump administration, trying to get a COVID-19 stimulus package done, on Tuesday offered a $916 billion package to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that would send a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin made the offer to Pelosi late Tuesday afternoon. Democrat Chuck Schumer immediately rejected the offer. Nancy Pelosi also blasted McConnell's offer as an attempt to undercut the bipartisan group. A rare Tuesday night football game saw the Ravens beat the Cowboys 34-17. This is USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
After the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Baltimore Ravens 34-17 Tuesday night, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy reacts to former Cowboy, now Ravens wide receiver Dez Bryant, testing positive for the China virus right before kickoff.
Yes, I was informed as I was walking on the field, you know, before the kickoff. So, you know, obviously if it is the case, you know, you feel bad that he has the virus. I can't tell you know, who talked to who or so forth. I'm just going off of what I was told.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. One of the best college football games of the year every year has gotten the China virus axe. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
One of the biggest college football rivalries in the country will not have a 2020 edition. The University of Michigan announced Tuesday that its annual game against perennial rival Ohio State has been canceled. Michigan's athletic director said in a statement that the number of positive COVID tests on the team has continued to trend upwards and that the Wolverines would not be able to field a full team on Saturday. Michigan also canceled their game scheduled for last Saturday against Maryland because at least 12 players had tested positive for the virus. The game had been played every year since 1918. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking down the 2020 college football schedule, 122 games have been postponed or canceled due to China virus and its imposing restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the renowned researcher, George Barna, with us to talk about, he poses this idea that, are we looking at Donald Trump, the last conservative president? That's the question, George, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, if you follow a lot of different patterns of what's going on in our culture, not only demographically, but in terms of our spiritual foundations, we're moving farther and farther from being willing to have a literal translation of the Bible, to take it at face value, and to believe that those principles really ought to be affecting every dimension of our life. When you look at what it is that people want for the future, they want the government to take care of us. They don't want personal responsibility for their own lives. That's one of the trends that we see developing, and that does not augur well for having conservatives in office in the future.
Are we going to have to experience the law of gravity experiences I referred to, that sometimes people have to fall off the roof to find out gravity still exists? I mean, are they going to have to realize, and experience the very thing they're hoping for to appreciate that, freedom does work?
Well, we would hope that that's not the case, but what we find in America is that so frequently people choose to act rather than to reflect. Mm-hmm. If we sit down and think logically and rationally about what we're experiencing, about where we're going, why we're headed in that direction, we can understand it and we can make changes now before we fall into the pit. But it seems like Americans like to fall into the pit and then congratulate themselves for their ingenuity on ways of figuring how to get out of the pit. So, there's a great possibility that we may have to experience suffering that's not necessary, but that's just the way that we live in this country.
Is this a lack of leadership issue? And I'm talking about it philosophically, because, what we want to be conditioned to believe is that social media, these influencers, people that really do not reflect what we would call honest leadership qualities, they seem to drum out, the Trumps of the world. And I see Donald Trump as a definitive leader, clearly, compared to those that are being presented to us as false leaders.
Yeah, it's a good point. When you talk about leadership, the heart of leadership is vision. Being able to identify and communicate a compelling idea for what the future will be like. And in many ways, I think that's what America has been lacking, either because it hasn't been communicated to us or people haven't bought into it. Certainly the media has not been good at reflecting that kind of vision. Their whole goal is, let's just get more eyeballs, and so let's create controversy, rather than let's figure out how we can serve the people and help to develop a consensus around that kind of vision of who we want to be as a country, what kind of people we want to be, what each of us is going to bring to the table to serve others and have that mentality. So, yeah, I think we've certainly been lacking that. The other thing about leaders that you know, when I teach about this, I tell students, you got to understand leaders only do two things. They create conflict, and then they resolve the conflict. Right. And the way that they resolve it is based on that vision.
Exactly.
But the way that they create it is by casting it in the first place, and that's what gets the conversation going.
Right.
And then you've got to resolve it based on saying, here's what it could look like.
And this is what Donald Trump did. I've seen him since he came on the scene as an agent of exposure. You know, we've seen the rank, you know, corruption in our three-letter agencies of our government, the waste, the inefficiency, our poor standing that reflected our and made us vulnerable when it comes to national security. I mean, at every turn. And this idea of America first, I mean, he cast that vision. But unfortunately, with the resistance of the left and, you know, and I'd say the collusion not only of the left, but joined in with the mainstream media and social media influencers, these corporate entities. I mean, it was a pig pile against Donald Trump. It's a wonder that he was even able to accumulate some 74 million votes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we're really talking about here is this continuing battle where on the one side you've got truth and integrity fighting for our freedom and our future, and on the other side you've got denial and selfishness, where there is a completely different set of objectives that they're pursuing. You know, it's kind of the battle between an America first versus a new world order kind of thinking.
Right. Well, it's totally amoral. I mean, the left, there's no morality. There's no conscience. I mean, it's all about, you know, the ends justifying the means. You know, Lindsey Graham called him out, said, hey, look, you want power and control. And they've been, you know, they were fully exposed there during the Kavanaugh hearings. And meanwhile, you know, a majority of Americans, I mean, based on the voting, have bought into that doctrine. And Lord have mercy, because I like you, George, I believe ultimately, and we've seen this in our lifetimes, the truth ultimately wins. But we may have to go through some tough times here in order to regain a footing for truth.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, typically what you find is that truth is such a valuable commodity, you've got to fight for it.
Yes.
You know, because I mean, the nature of our life is that we're engaged in that kind of battle. And so we have to be willing to wage that fight for truth. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize that this election was really about worldview. And people are voting in massive numbers for an anti-biblical worldview. If that isn't a wake-up call to the church, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and it's quite astounding on its face. Now, whether or not the ballots boxes were stuffed, which there seems to be evidence to that end, but still, you know, you've got a number of people in a 50-50 society that believes in the principles of, you know, of socialism and what the Democrats had sold them on. And, you know, that is the reality. But, you know, it really requires people who believe in the truth. I mean, we're back to, you know, the first chapter of Genesis, you know, the existence of good and evil, are we not?
We sure are. And it comes back to what you and I talked about a few weeks back, where we know that about 3 out of 4 Americans believe that people are basically good. Newsflash, we're not.
Yes. I mean,
that's exactly what you're talking about. The Bible opens up by alerting us to that fact and saying, you know what, we're going to have to deal with this sin issue. Americans don't want to deal with it. And that's a large part of the reason why you got 94% of Americans who do not possess a biblical worldview.
You know, it's really scary when you think about that. We've got about a minute left. Real quick, you know, to clarify, I want people to understand biblical worldview. What do you mean by that, George?
Well, everybody has to make decisions, and you make your decisions through an intellectual and emotional and a spiritual filter that we all possess. The nature of that filter can be based on biblical principles, or it can be based on worldly principles. And as we study this, we ask, you know, 90-some questions of people and find that most of their perceptions do not come from biblical principles. It comes from the world. And so the decisions that they're making are more influenced by the world than they are by God's word. And so as we measure that, that's how we conclude that when we put it all together, only about 6% of people have decisions that are primarily driven by God's truth.
Exactly.
People's decisions are driven by the world.
We'll get more into that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from George Barna after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, Christian Independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. George Barna continues with us. George, we're talking about a biblical worldview and also how it relates to Genesis and the fight, the war against good and evil. That's what stands before us this day. And God was real clear. He said evil is going to be there. It's going to want to consume you. But how do you resist evil?
Yeah, and it also raises the question about and how do you define what's right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in America, we've got a culture now that is so extensive, so broad, that we're getting messages all the time about how to define evil. And so people think that politics has nothing to do with faith. Let me tell you, there are more people in America today who take their cues about morality, about what's right or wrong, from what Congress and state legislatures have defined as right or wrong, that are taking their messages from the Word of God,
exactly,
who defines what truth is. And so we're in a fight. I mean, we look at the media, we look at schools, we look at conversations that people are having with their friends, their peers, their family. All of those things are influencing their thoughts, and that's pushing out what it is that God gave to us in His Word.
Without a doubt. Well, take, for example, abortion. I mean, the government and the judicial system put the good housekeeping seal of approval on it. 60 million plus abortions later, and the reality of women who were part of the abortion process grieve to this day. Suicides abound. Hearts are breaking, and they carry with them till the day they die the loss of a child that could have been.
And when we look at the whole issue of abortion and what people go through and the choices they make, so much of it comes back to that 60s phrase, if it feels good, do it.
Yeah.
And without recognizing what our parents were always trying to tell us, choices have consequences.
Exactly.
And so you've got these battling ideas about how to deal with reality. And what we're finding is that these days in America, convenience and comfort typically win out over truth and integrity.
We are in a sad predicament right now, and as you said, the consequences are increasing and becoming more dire, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, because a sin is not rectified immediately. In essence, it becomes complicated. It snowballs down the road, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and one of the reasons why I love reading Ecclesiastes is not only does it tell us that there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, sin has been going on since humanity hit the earth. But the truth of the matter is that the very end of that book, it says, you know what? Love God and obey His commands.
Amen.
That's the end of life. How simple can you make it?
Yeah, exactly. It's as simple as when God said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you, right? So you can put that alongside it. I agree with you. A recent survey that you conducted after the election, you revealed that 99% of what we called sage cons, the spiritually active, governance engaged conservative Christians, voted in the recent presidential election. I mean, that's incredible. 99%? That's an almost impossible number, isn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, you're not going to get much higher. You know, I've been doing political research since the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and I've never seen anything like that in my surveys or anybody else's, where you have almost universal turnout. And then the other astounding thing about it is not only did 99% of these spiritually active, governance-engaged conservative Christians, not only did 99% turn out to vote, 97% of them voted for Donald Trump. That kind of consensus in terms of and unity in terms of who they voted for, mm-hmm. we've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. Well, compared to the national turnout of 66%, I mean, this is overpowering. No wonder Barack Obama was chastising particularly the evangelical Hispanics, you know, for voting for Trump, right?
Yeah, and it also explains partly why it is that governors in states across the country are so anxious to close down churches.
Mm.
It's not because churches are necessarily telling people how to vote, because they're not. In fact, this research showed that churches haven't even been helping Christians to figure out how to vote, how to think about the issues.
Wow.
But the issue is that Christians then get to see each other and to talk to each other, and they'll discuss these things. And so many people from a liberal or a progressive persuasion don't want that to happen. And so it's one of the ways of trying to tamp down this kind of consistency of thought, which these sage cons have demonstrated. But yeah, it's certainly one of the challenges that we're going to have in the future. How can we make sure that we retain that kind of a coalition?
Exactly. Well, and you touched on something that's so important here, George, and that is that we have to maintain that ability to exercise our First Amendment right of free speech. We have to be able to talk, regardless of our disparate views. Daphne Barak, a good friend of mine and dear friend of President Trump, an ally, has just released a documentary, and she went to Hollywood and interviewed, I think, around 24, 25 entertainment figures. So you can imagine their spectrum of political consciousness and activism, and it ran the gambit. But the bottom line, after all was said and done, they said, we have to talk. We, as painful as it may be in some cases, we have to be able to talk and listen.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, when you look at what is it that distinguishes a dysfunctional family from a functional family, so much of it revolves around communication.
Amen.
Understanding. Mm-hmm. That sense of belonging and being able to work with each other. I mean, we really need to get back to that in this country.
You know, going back to that number that you addressed earlier, 97% of 99% of the sage cons vote for President Trump and he loses? How? I mean, you can't even reason that.
I'll be honest with you. I have worked the numbers and worked the numbers and worked the numbers, and I can't get there. I can't get to a Biden victory.
Right.
You know, I can understand how he won the popular vote, and that's because you've got huge red states like
exactly. New York and California, right.
Yeah, and they run it up. I get that. But when you look at it state to state to state, there's just no pathway there.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to mention the fact that you have, you know, what some are denying as evidence, but it is evidence of, you know, poll watchers saying, you know, specific things happen. You had ballot dumps. You had ballots, according to one reporter, that came in that almost looked like it came off a printing machine. There were no legible, you know, fold marks that you would see on any other ballot. It was like it just came off the machine, and the oval was only was darkened for Joe Biden only. There was no down ballot voting whatsoever, and of course this would probably explain why so many Republicans were able to flip House seats to where we'll probably have one of the closest majorities in our history.
Yeah, and there are a number of renowned cybersecurity experts that are now testifying about the fact that, yes, forensically you can see how things were changed in computers. So, you know, I mean, I don't think the election's over yet. But, yeah, I mean, we've got to be diligent. One of the problems we've got in America is that we like things fast-paced. We like things to change in terms of entertainment. And frankly, most Americans are looking at the election as entertainment. And now they're losing interest. They think, okay, I get it. Yeah. What's next? Well,
right.
we can't give this up yet because too much is at stake. We're
exactly.
talking about our freedom. We're talking about free elections.
Without a doubt. And, of course, a critical election in Georgia for two Senate seats. Already people threatening to move to Georgia, to which would be, again, illegal for them to do. You've got, you know, one former aspirant for governor who's never ceded her position. She claims she's still the governor, even though she was 80,000 out. 80 million, I said, was no, not 80 million, 80. 80,000 votes away, but supposedly she has over 680,000 votes in her back pocket. What's up with that?
Well, it
never ends, does it?
I know. If they could use that creativity in Hollywood, you know, I think we'd enjoy television programming a lot more.
Yes. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, George Barna. George, thank you as always, buddy. Take care. Merry Christmas, huh?
Same to you, Bill. Thanks.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside of Vitalant service area.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. The Supreme Court on Tuesday denied a request from Pennsylvania Republicans to block certification of Commonwealth election results, but the Supreme Court did move on a motion by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. His complaint on Tuesday says four swing states exploited the COVID-19 pandemic to justify ignoring federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have until Thursday to respond to the bill of complaint. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. And we're going to be talking about some judicial hellholes, if you're ready for this. The 2020-2021 Judicial Hellholes Report ranks 9 judicial hellholes while shining a light on lawsuit abuse and its effects. Judicial hellholes are deemed the most unjust local courts and state civil justice systems in the country. The Judicial Hellholes Report digs into several concerning trends in the civil justice system and specifically highlights the surge of COVID-19 lawsuits. It also explains the increase in artificially inflated damage amounts called phantom damages spurred by medical finance companies and trial lawyers issuing letters of protection to medical providers as a sort of insurance that they'll be paid after a personal injury trial. The report further highlights the American Law Institute's shift toward activism. In spite of the pandemic, judicial hellholes pushed forward, allowing trial lawyers to continue abusing the civil justice system. Several states' AGs took a more activist approach in their offices and expanded the applicability of public nuisance laws to envelop new societal issues. In judicial hellholes, they attempted to regulate various industries through litigation, abuse laws meant to protect our most vulnerable by filing frivolous claims under the Americans with Disabilities Act, which allowed outside parties to fund lawsuits and awarded outrageous high-dollar verdicts. Here to tell us more about it is Sherman Tiger Joyce, the president of American Tort Reform Foundation. Tiger, welcome back to the show. Good to be talking to you again, sir.
Bill, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, anything that has to do with legal can really end up twisting the brain a little bit, and I tried to explain in a very fundamental and simple way what is going on, and hopefully I was effective in doing that.
Well, I think you highlighted a lot of what we think are the most profound problems with the civil justice system. And this has been an unusual year because of the pandemic, but the pandemic in and of itself is creating issues for with regard to litigation. We've seen already over 6,000 cases filed around the country, and that's just the beginning, we think, of these lawsuits. And they range from employment matters to businesses hoping to recover as a result of government mandated closings and shutdowns. But this is, as I said, is really just sort of the beginning of the issue. But I think that a good example to highlight some of the several of the key matters that you that you highlighted at the outset, you can see in Philadelphia, you know, in conjunction with the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, these two jurisdictions, these two entities comprise the number one hellhole. From the standpoint of our report, we're seeing excessive verdicts in mass tort lawsuits. We're seeing a court and a court system that is almost encouraging out-of-state plaintiffs to come into Philadelphia and use that court system, a court system that really doesn't exist for citizens outside that jurisdiction. It was set up really to serve the interest of people in Philadelphia. But that so-called forum shopping or venue.
I was going to say, exactly.
Sometimes we call it litigation tourism, is wow. important. But we're seeing, for example, in Philadelphia, in just half of last year, $11 million spent on over 70,000 local TV ads to solicit clients. You advertise and they come. Well, I often get asked, why do we have these lawsuits, these advertisements on TV that we see constantly? The answer is because they work.
They work, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the lawyers are trying to direct them into particular jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. So we see that, you know, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania with respect to the jurisdiction of the courts in Philadelphia and the rest of the state are really defying a fairly recent decision of the U.S. Supreme Court. We're seeing expansion of liability for in terms of the defendants and medical liability, and Philadelphia, you know, continues to be a magnet for asbestos litigation, one of the top jurisdictions for that. So you can see that this is where the lawyers are seeking to bring cases. And even if they don't fit the designation or the terms that were established by the U.S. Supreme Court for where and how cases should be brought.
Well, the other hellholes that you mentioned, California, Georgia, Cook, Madison, and St. Clair counties of Illinois, Louisiana, New York City, South Carolina's asbestos litigation as well, which was new in 2020, City of St. Louis and Twin Cities in Minnesota. These are the, including, you know, Philadelphia and Pennsylvania that you mentioned earlier, the hell holes here. That's incredible. Speaking of this limited liability, of course, we know right now this is holding up the COVID relief that is before Congress right now. This stipulation about limited liability, you know, for businesses and others regarding COVID, right?
Absolutely. It's been a, you know, and if ever there was a set of circumstances where it would be appropriate for Congress to enact a baseline series of reforms for whether it's businesses, healthcare providers, schools, any number of entities that simply are facing the uncertainty of the pandemic, an uncertainty that continues to this day. It's been going on for months. But as businesses and others try carefully with the best scientific and technical guidance that they can find from public health and other officials, a modicum of reasonable protection it seems like it should be a no-brainer. But the fact that that's not happened to date, and, you know, we'll see. We're hopeful that something will happen, but we are seeing some states do that. Over 20 have enacted legislation. Not all the proposals are as strong as we might have liked. But for example, we think that businesses that stand up new businesses, a good example would be a distillery that decides to make hand sanitizer, to meet a need in response to this pandemic. We are seeing companies making ventilators that they've never made before, in response to a compelling public health challenge. And finding some level of protection, as we do typically for volunteers and those who, who step up to help under normal circumstances to help those who are in need, strikes us as quite appropriate. But as I said, I think we're at the beginning of the litigation on COVID-19. And that's litigation that's going to take years to play out.
Well, and we need to continue to fight for reason here, and that's what you're saying. Sherman Tiger Joyce is our guest, president of American Tort Reform Foundation. We have a couple of minutes left here, Tiger, and I want to take full advantage here, if possible. How do these things impact the average, everyday working people?
Well, the truth is that one of the fallacies is thinking that the legal system really only affects lawyers and judges. The reality is that there is a tort tax of, as we call it, of over $3,000 per family. The excesses and the abuses of the system, the costs that ultimately get borne that develop in litigation, whether it's settlements, excessive awards, procedures, results in a charge or an economic impact of over $750 per person around the country. So for a family of four, that's $3,000.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Not to say that we shouldn't have a working system, but the excesses, when we just compare the worst jurisdictions around the country, as in our hellholes, the economic analyses demonstrate that it impacts the creation of jobs. It impacts overall economic activity in a state, as well as employment figures.
Okay, last two questions. What can we do about it, and where can people go for more information, Tiger Joyce?
Well, first, judicialhellholes.org. Take a look at the report. Feel free to reach out to us at atra.org. What people should do is reach out to their elected officials, to their elected leaders. Indicate to them, hey, there's a problem in our jurisdiction. We need to fix this. There are reforms. There are meaningful and balanced proposals around the country to address any and all of these issues.
It's what a government of we the people looks like, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved. Sherman Tiger Joyce has been our guest, the president of American Tort Reform Foundation. Tiger, as always, appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
Thank you so much, Bill, to you as well.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040.
888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bill Martinez.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most.
You know, in spite of COVID and, you know, voter fraud and all that's happening in our world today, it really can be the most enjoyable time of the year because throughout all this, we're realizing what's most important, whether it's our family or our very government or our vote. We're realizing this is most important. I think we're finding our way back to first principles is what I call, because first principles is what drives our decisions. It drives our worldview. And right now, we've got the Trump bus tour that is being driven to demand transparency and protect election integrity. Amy Kramer's back with us. We spoke with her a couple of weeks ago as the bus tour was getting ready to take off, and it will culminate this Saturday at Washington, D.C., where once again, dare I say, more than thousands, it will be, forget about what the media says and other people, they reported last time thousands, it was 1.4 million people that were there in Washington, D.C., taking a stand for transparency and election integrity. Amy, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Amy, I cannot thank you enough for you leading the charge. I mean, we are storming the state houses and ultimately Washington, D.C. to let them know, hell no, they cannot do this. They cannot, you know, steal the vote. They cannot steal this election. There must be transparency. And this is what we the people, a government of, for, by, we the people looks like. That means that we are in charge and we need to let the elites and those that think that they're pulling the lever pullers of our government, that they need to get their hands off the levers. They are compromised. It is clear how corrupt they are. And we can thank one Donald Trump for exposing their corruption, can't we?
Absolutely. I think it's going to be part of his legacy is exposing this corruption. And, you know, I've been asked time and time again, well, what's your message? Well, our message is, Mr. President, do not concede.
Yes.
We want you to expose this voter fraud. Do not back down. You and I both know, Bill, that if this were anybody else, any other Republican, they would have already conceded long ago and it would have been over. First
exactly.
of all, no Republican could have taken what Donald Trump has taken over these 4 years. So, you know, he is our fighter, our lion. I've said many times before, I don't know if we'll ever have anyone like him. And I believe he was put here for this exact reason.
Exactly.
To expose this voter fraud.
Yeah, and he needs and he needs Lyons to join up with him. It's got to be more than Donald Trump taking the bullets. He's been one. He's been standing in the way, and you're exactly right. Had it been just about anybody else, because the reason we are where we are is because Republicans in the past folded up. I mean, Amy, I was shocked. I was sharing with some men last night. I was shocked when we talk about voter fraud, the history of it, how it's gone on and on and on, and they just keep kicking that can up the road to where we are right now, where it's so blatant. And there was one anecdotal report saying that, you know, if the truth be known, John F. Kennedy stole the election from Richard Nixon back in 1960 with the help of the unions out of Chicago. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, we're talking, you know, voter fraud back then. We ignored it then, and it's no reason we are where we are today. So is it going to stop, or do we just turn into a banana republic?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, we are the United States of America, that shining city on the hill. We are the leader of the free world, and this has far-reaching, impact. I mean, even farther than here, just on the land, on our homeland. Men and women have fought and died for our right to vote in free and fair elections. And as we have seen, like with the media calling Joe Biden president-elect, 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 just because they say it doesn't make it so. And just because they say there's no voter fraud, no widespread voter fraud, just because they say it, you know, part of fake news is the omission of news. And so they're not reporting it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It absolutely exists. And if there's ever been a time for we the people to rise up and be in the street and have our voices heard, it is now. I mean, there is so much at stake here. And this goes to truly the foundation of our republic. This isn't about Donald J. Trump, honestly. Thank God he's there, and thank God he is fighting, and we want him to continue to fight. But this is about stealing an election from we the people. That's
exactly
what this is really about. This is about us. And we have to defend ourselves. That's
right.
What we have to do.
Well, democracy demands courage, and if you don't have the courage, maybe you can encourage and encourage your neighbors, encourage yourself by talking boldly. I mean, this is what political correctness has done. This is what this particular election has done. It has quieted the voices of reasonable people, American patriots. They were afraid to say anything in terms of supporting Donald Trump. And look what happened. It really oppressed the vote in so many ways, Amy, that I think that retrospectively, you know, historians will look back and talk about what affected this vote beyond the voter fraud, the things that were done by the mainstream media, the propaganda, the fact that they are ignoring headlines. I mean, they're asking the president questions that they themselves should be finding the answers to. It's not like Donald Trump is the sole arbiter. He doesn't know exactly what the Democrats did, but we can tell by their fruit that no doubt this whole voter fraud thing and all these, you look in all these key states that's going on, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Georgia, you know, just go right on down the line. Who told them? Who made the call and told them to stop voting? Who told them to hide the count, to keep away GOP operatives, officials that had every right on behalf of the people to be there, to make sure the vote was transparent, the count was transparent? Who told them and orchestrated that? Who printed up? Who started up the printing presses to print up what is believed to be, according to the evidence, printed ballots? They were pre-printed, and the oval was consistent how it was filled out. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there were no creases in those ballots. How does a mail-in ballot come with no creases?
Bill, but I think it even goes farther than that. You're right. Who told them? Who corroborated all of this or coordinated all of this? But it even goes farther than that. The fact that it's not just Democrats. It's big tech in on it, too. And let
exactly.
me tell you what just happened this morning. We have Right Side Broadcasting Network, who is the sponsor of the Stewart and has been traveling with us across the country. And every day they go live with our event. Last Sunday night, I believe, or no, Saturday night when the president was in Valdosta, Fox News had 39,000 viewers on their YouTube channel, Watching the President, RSBN has over 250,000 viewers.
Wow.
They have over 1 million likes on that YouTube channel. You know what just happened this morning?
What?
YouTube announced that they will no longer allow videos or broadcasts
live feeds
that criticize the 2020 election. And so what does that mean? That means that Right Side Broadcasting cannot cover our event. And that means we're only going to be on Twitter and Facebook now. I feel like I'm living in Nazi Germany. Already these big tech companies are censoring us. I mean, we probably, when I talked to you before, I've talked to so many people, we probably talked about the Stop the Steal Facebook group that had 350,000 followers within 22 hours or members and 2.1 million in the queue waiting to join. Facebook shut it down. MailChimp has shut us down. Eventbrite shut us down. We've been shut down at every single turn. And now we're YouTube won't do, you know, carry any live streams that's critical of the 2020 election. I mean, this is absurd. I really do feel like we're living in Nazi Germany. And I'm telling you what, the Congress needs to do something about this. It is absolutely absurd that we are living under the heavy hand of big tech. Mm-hmm. Where we can't, we live in the United States of America.
Exactly.
We should be able to talk about whatever we want to talk about, right? I mean, and they are so afraid. That's why they're doing it. They're afraid because we're on to them. We know what they've done, and it has spread like wildfire across this country. I'm one of the founders of the modern day Tea Party movement, and this movement dwarfs the Tea Party movement.
Well,
is going on. They're not going to stand for it.
Well, you talked about the Tea Party, and I think I shared with you the last time what the IRS and Lois Lerner did to you and other conservative groups. Clearly affected at least 6 to 8 voting cycles. I mean, you know, think about that. Here we have active citizens participating, doing their civic duty, doing what the Constitution calls them to do, and you've got these operatives shutting them down. But you're exactly right. You've got big tech. You've got corporations now that we find out have tentacles, and we knew had tentacles to the communist Chinese. And all this is starting to be pulled back. You know, quite interesting and ironic, right? 4 years ago, they were talking about Russian collusion and in looking and putting all the money investing in Russian collusion delusion, we overlooked what was going on with the communist Chinese. And this is so blatant, and the hard evidence is so clear. Amy, if the people do not stand up and they don't storm their state houses and they do not claim their government of we the people, then we're in trouble. We're a banana republic.
We are. And I mean, the time has come. It's now or never. There's not, you know, oh, we'll wait till next cycle. Oh, we'll wait, you know, until the next presidential. No, the time is now. If we cannot have free and fair elections, the foundation of our country has fractured, and we are a banana republic. Mm-hmm. And that is a sad, sad situation. The thing that gives me hope is the people across this country. I was just walking out of our hotel, and there was a man standing there with tears in his eyes, Ohio, and he said, I'm from Florida. He said, you give me hope. I had no idea this was going on.
Exactly.
I come up here for 20 days at a time to work. I had no idea. He said, I felt hopeless and what to do. My family doesn't know what to do. He said, and you have absolutely changed my attitude. He said, we're not going to stop fighting until we say it's over. And
well,
he's absolutely right.
And I'm hearing the same thing. Last night I was with a group of men. They said the same thing. Bill, we didn't know this. I said, well, you have to know, and now you do, so do something about it. The onus is on you.
Right.
7 seconds left, real quick. Amy, where can they go for more information?
TrumpMarch.com, and we hope to see you in D.C. on Saturday.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at PocketsOfLight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.